Since the Food and Drug Administration has approved the use of botulism injections to smooth out facial wrinkles, Botox parties are becoming all the rage. Groups of friends with frown lines and disposable incomes are gathering in living rooms and doctors' offices to get the injections. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports on one such party in a Los Angeles suburb.
At Dr. Deborah Luftman's waiting room in Encino, half a dozen 40-something women are munching on goat cheese salad, drinking Italian mineral water, and waiting to get their foreheads temporarily paralyzed.
I'm so scared.
No, it's okay.
Welcome to the Tupperware party of the new millennium. These partygoers are voiceover actresses, PR reps, or full-time moms, and just now they're smearing numbing cream on their faces. On the cosmetic party menu today is a selection of discounted non-invasive procedures, Botox injections at $300 a shot, $250 collagen injections to plump up thin lips, also facials, eyebrow arching, and bikini waxing.
That is where I want the numbing cream, okay?
Bring on the numbing cream.
I just love the sound of it. Just numbing cream. I've had relationships that I'd like to have numbing cream before.
The partygoers sit on sofas under low lighting. They talk about last night's Maya Angelou performance, Goldie Hawn's lips, and the disturbing sight of frown lines and crow's feet in the rearview mirror. Maggie Begley says getting Botox is much less scary than having a facelift.
When I hear people say, I would never have such, and by the way, I was one of them. Before I was 40, you know, I love my face. I'll just, whatever happens is fine. Yeah, You know what happens? Life happens. And then you sort of change your tune. It's amazing.
One by one, the partygoers are summoned to the medical patient's room. Dr. Luftman is there with a thin pediatric syringe ready to inject the toxin into the furrow between Begley's eyebrows.
What I want you to do now is frown. Okay, I'm going to actually kind of grab that muscle. You're going to feel a teeny tiny pinch. Here's the pinch and a little pressure. You're doing great, and that side is done. The other side now pinch and a little pressure. Breathe. You're doing beautifully well, and we're almost done, and we're done. Okay, that's it.
You're kidding me.
That's it?
Dr. Luftman advises her clients not to drink any alcohol. That could cause bruising. She tells them the Botox will kick in 2 to 10 days from now and will last from 3 to 6 months. After her treatment, Begley sits down with an ice pack on her head.
The idea of putting botulism in your forehead just seems so odd to a lot of people.
Yeah. But, you know, having the FDA approve it certainly took a lot of my apprehension away. If there is no medical downside and you feel that you are aware of what's going to happen to you and what possible ramifications are, yada, 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 then why wouldn't you do something that makes you feel good?
But there are reports of a downside. Across town in Beverly Hills, comedy writer Sharon Kessler half-jokingly blames Botox for the Hollywood jobs she lost a few years ago.
I think that the producers were looking for a certain level of enthusiasm from their potential directors. And I'd go in there and they'd say, what do you think of the show? And I'd say, I loved it, except my face was saying, I'm bored because I couldn't move my face.
Needless to say, Sharon Kessler will not be RSVPing for the next Botox party. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News, Los Angeles.